Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As I begin, I just want to let you know that next week I will be representing the prayer ministry at the International Conference on Missions being held in Richmond, Virginia this year. And so, unsure of my exact schedule and internet connectivity, and so the live broadcast will likely not take place next week. And if they do, they may be at different times, and so you can catch them. I'll try to keep updated sometime through the week with a broadcast if I can, but just to wanting you to be aware, if you're searching next week and you find this video or you're watching it today, and you'll know why they may be missing next week. The prayer focus for next week is a continuation of what we're doing this week on living a thankful life. And so I would encourage you, you'll be able to find that at impactprayerministry.com under prayer guides. The current one is there. The one for next week will be there Sunday morning. And you're still able to follow along with that and pray and see a few prayer points, starter points that I have for each day. Today we're going to talk about being thankful for a shared concern. And I think this is a powerful thing to not only live with, but to be thankful for. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 16, he says, "I thank God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you." How often do you feel alone? And not just feel alone, but feel that you're the only one that cares about something. I suspect that we've all been there in some way, form, or fashion where something or someone is important to us and it feels like no one else cares. That we're doing all the work by ourselves. All the work of caring, all the work of compassion, all the work of being involved. And if you've been there, you ought to recognize fairly quickly the incredible blessing of having someone that shares the same concern that you have. And what a thing to be thankful for. When I think about the church, I think about a shared concern that we ought to have for the lost. A shared concern we ought to have for one another. A shared concern that we ought to have for the reputation of Jesus. Yesterday, I was able to attend a local ministry leader's prayer time. And kind of the introduction was an acknowledgement that we all agreed and believed that Jesus was God's Son and that He lived for the purpose of not only instructing us but paying the penalty for our sin. And there were probably more differences accumulated in that room than there were similarities. But we were able to gather and to pray because of a shared concern for people that they would know Jesus. And as you live life today, perhaps you're one that feels like no one cares. Not only is there not a shared concern for someone else, there's not a shared concern for you. You're doing life alone. And I believe that when that happens, it's because somebody, one of the rest of us, have, in a sense, missed our assignment. You see, Paul's thankful that it was God that put into the heart of Titus a shared concern for the people. And I believe as we go through life, God puts into the heart of each one of us that belong to Him, not only a shared concern for people in general, not only a shared concern for the people we like and the people we know, but I think there's times He puts within our hearts a shared concern for a specific individual. And I believe it's often a shared concern because we need one another. Today, I'm thankful for the shared concern that many have had for me. The leadership, the elders at Deer Run, the staff that I work with. There's so many individuals within the congregation. I'm thankful that God has put into their heart a shared concern for the things that I'm concerned about. When God moved me to create a We Care ministry, relief ministry arm of Impact Prayer Ministry, and stock up and prepare and take diapers into disaster relief areas, I'm thankful that God gave a shared concern to so many that has made that an easy task. That every opportunity that I've had to go and to take diapers into areas that have been struck with disasters, I've always had supplies to take with me because of that shared concern. And even before that, when I would go and just help with cleanup, or when I would go and represent the prayer ministry like I'm going to be doing next week, there were so many that would surround me and encourage me and make sure I had what I needed. And I'm thankful for the shared concern that God has put into the heart of so many. For my family, for me, for the ministry that God calls me to do. But even in the midst of that thankfulness, I recognize that there are those that are living without an awareness. There may or may not be someone with a shared concern, but they're not aware of it. I had a conversation, a few of them this week, about this thankfulness idea and what's necessary and what's not necessary. But in the summation of it, I kind of felt that, you know, it's never a bad thing to say thank you. At least not if you're genuine about it. I mean, hypocrisy and a facade is, deceit is not a good thing. And so if you're not really thankful, then saying thank you may not be all that good. But sometimes we let the things go unsaid that we really ought to say. And I suspect there are people in your life, there are people in my life that feel alone to some degree, feel that no one cares to some degree, because even though God has put into the hearts of others a shared concern, they're not aware of it. And as we learn to thank God for the shared concern that He's put into our heart for others, as we learn to thank God for the shared concern He's put into the heart of others for us, that shared concern becomes more a part of our mind so that we speak about it more, we acknowledge it more, we become more aware of it. The old song and hymn that says to count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. And I believe this idea of focusing on thankfulness over an extended period of time helps us to acknowledge and be more aware of the shared concern that not only do we have for one another, but that God has for us. It doesn't necessarily increase that shared concern as much as it reveals what God has already put in the hearts of people. And just as counting our blessings helps us to see how many there really are, living a life of thankfulness helps us to know of the shared concern that God has put into the hearts of so many. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You know our needs. You know our desires. And You've put within our hearts a shared concern for one another, a shared concern for You. And You've put into the hearts of others a shared concern for us. And God, help us today to live with a greater awareness, a greater thankfulness that we're not doing life alone. That no matter how isolated that we feel that we are, that You have not only put into the hearts of others, You've put into our heart a shared concern for someone. And help us to be more expressive, more able to recognize that shared concern, and more willing and eager to do something about it. Father, may we be mindful of those who are isolated, those who feel alone. And rather than step away from that feeling that it could become a burden to us or too much to handle, may we go into that thankful for the shared concern, knowing that others have been and will be called by You to help and to love and to minister and to serve. May our thankfulness for the shared concern that we have with others help us to be more faithful. And not only recognizing the service that You call us to, but in doing it. God, today I'm thankful for the shared concern so many have for me and for my family, for the ministry and service that You've called me to do. That I know that every time I speak, every time I share, I'm not doing it alone. That even these morning broadcasts come and are given through the shared concern of others. I'm thankful for them. Father, today as we consider what is possibly the greatest shared concern of all as we live on this earth, and that's the shared concern for people that would need to know and to hear and to accept Jesus. And Father, as each of Your children live with that shared concern, may we be more diligent, more careful, more deliberate in lifting up Jesus. And Father, as we lift Him up today, may many be drawn to Him It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.